These will be shipped up basically across the United States to distributors that would take this product to restaurants and retailers.
Pacific Harvest Seafood President Jim Gonzalez says at least one tender would run down to Quinnahawk to buy fish. He plans to ice the silvers down and fly them to market. When Coastal Villages Region Fund closed its platinum processor last year, fishermen in the lower Kuskokwim villages were left without a buyer. Pacific Harvest plans to pay commercial fishermen cash per pound of silver salmon.
We will be at least as high as the previous processor was here, if not higher.
CVRF, the previous processor, paid 50 cents per pound. Though Pacific Harvest would provide work for fishermen, Gonzalez says the processing vessel, the VF Accutin, is unlikely to bring local jobs.
We're not sure, since that boat will actually be coming from Bristol Bay and will already have a crew on board that will have already been processing for approximately 30 days.
Gonzalez worked in the Bethel area before as a sales manager for another salmon buyer in the 1990s. He knows working in the remote region will cost his company millions of dollars, but says he feels connected to the area and the people who live here.
We understand the pain, I think, that a lot of people have gone through by not having a commercial processor in town. And it's not just simply a profit motive for our company to be here.
Gonzalez delivered his news to the Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group last week. At the meeting, Aaron Potter, a fish biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says the state doesn't forecast the silver salmon run, but expects high enough numbers returning this summer to support commercial openings.
We're certainly interested in working with any prospective processor for this area. We'll always base our commercial opportunity based on run size, based on our assessment. What recent run performance has looked like, where we're at with the subsistence fishery, just other in-season indices and information.
Fishermen would need a limited entry permit to participate in the commercial harvest. Working group member Greg Hoffman Jr. is a commercial fisherman in Bethel. He hopes the processor comes through and opens a local commercial fishery.
I've been talking to my friends and family, and they're looking forward to going out commercial fishing.
Other working group members asked Pacific Harvest to expand its buying upriver to Tulixak. Gonzalez says the company is still developing its plans and will consider the option. The working group also invited Gonzalez to apply to sit in the empty processor seat on the working group to keep the body informed of its plans. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.